dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a convergence of various facts on this day that are worthy of consideration and comment. It's the memorial of Saint Sebastian, martyr, who voluntarily went to where the persecution was greatest to give witness to the faith in solidarity with the Christians that were being persecuted in Rome. He was actually in Milan, where there wasn't much, if any, persecution going on, and he went to Rome and did suffer martyrdom and win the victory that is the testimony of faith unto the death. Today is also the memorial of Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights leader who led this country to the advancement of the civil rights of the Negro people in particular at that time, but being a common good, he led to an advancement that benefits all people in America of any race benefited from his self-sacrificing leadership and admirable manner of advancing the cause of justice through peaceful protest and demonstration. Another peaceful protest and demonstration will occur at the end of this week. The day after tomorrow marks the 47th anniversary of the passage of Roe versus Wade, which, as seen as it should be, is the establishment of a great injustice that has become institutionalized and conditioned the minds of our generation and led to, it's not just an ideological problem or a problem of philosophy, it's an actual genocidal campaign eradicating the future. And ironically, one of the targeted populations is precisely the Negro population, which suffers abortion at a far greater rate than other races in this country. And that's just in line with the founder of the Birth Control League, the Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist, someone who believed that abortion and birth control to achieve racial purposes was a good thing, and that's what she was advocating. I guess the point I would really like to make today is to point out the irony of this misconception that so many today have, especially among our younger citizens, the idea of social justice, which quite often the word racist is thrown around, and anybody who disagrees with them is labeled a racist, even when it often has nothing to do with race at all. And yet, so many of these young, quote-unquote, social justice warriors are rabid pro-abortionists and don't see the irony. What they fail to understand is that the civil rights movement was for the common good and benefited all, and the legalization of abortion is to the detriment of all. It's absolutely not something in the common good. Common good means that the more that this good is shared, the more it increases. And so respect for people of a different race, the more that's shared, the more it benefits everyone. But in abortion, one person, quote unquote, benefits, and another is eliminated. As those who advocate for the right to life often point out, without the right to life, no other rights can be sustained. And so the greatest right of all is being denied in our country. This is something that we Christians cannot support and must protest and must advocate to change. Why? Because it's in the interest of the common good to which we have to dedicate ourselves. The respect for all human persons and the right to life of every innocent human being is the most fundamental civil right that can be, that has to exist and be the foundation of all the others. Saint Sebastian wanted to follow Christ and proclaim the truth, even if it meant persecution and death. And many, many of our saints were like that. So, brothers and sisters, let us, this week as our nation remembers Martin Luther King Jr. and his self-sacrifice for the common good, and so many of our brothers and sisters will be going to Washington or on the West Coast to the San Francisco March to give witness to the right to life. Let us step out and proclaim the right to life for all. The love of Christ for all. And the need to look to the common good of all. Which means also supporting women in crisis pregnancies and families in crisis. But it certainly can't ever mean eradicating people in the name of solving problems. Saint Sebastian, who laid down his life for us, may he intercede for this cause along with all the saints and our Blessed Mother in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.